Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's tricky to find games that actually give genuine consequences for the decisions you make throughout the game. There are a lot of games that let you make decisions, but not many of those decisions ever happen to be particularly meaningful. You're involved in the sequence of events, but not really impacting the conclusion. Franchises such as Mass Effect allow more influence by offering up decisions that can have substantial impact on how the games progress, while others simply add a morality system that affects how a protagonist impacts their world and its fellow inhabitants. Whether the player has any input or not, though, the fact remains that the tiniest decision can sometimes have enormous repercussions. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 tiny video game decisions with huge consequences. Number 10, Life is Strange, warning the homeless lady about the storm. When it comes to emotionally wrought narratives that are heavily influenced by the player's choices, this is the big one. Max Caulfield's story is powerful, poignant, joyful, and tragic. The thing that truly lends the game its weight is this. Regardless of how things turn out, the player made it all happen. Max's extraordinary ability to manipulate time is explored in various intriguing ways, as the plot shifts and reverts to account for it. Along the way, decisions that seem natural or trivial have consequences that the player may never have foreseen. One really good example of this is that you have the opportunity to befriend an unnamed homeless woman that lives in Arcadia Bay. Max can encounter her a maximum of 3 times, in episodes 2, 3, and 5. If she takes the time to speak with the woman and learn more about her, in episode 3, the player has the chance to warn her about the approaching storm. This may not seem to be a major decision, but she'll believe Max, and in episode 5, she'll have disappeared from her usual spot near the diner. Otherwise, Max will instead discover the woman's body there. In a sense, the series of events with a homeless woman really makes it apparent that there is a human toll connected with Max's choices, not just the cataclysmic ones. Number 9, Resident Evil. Jill doesn't give Barry his gun back. Jill Valentine and Barry Burton meet again just prior to the battle against the unfortunate Lisa Trevor. Wesker's meddling is revealed, at least some of it, and we learn that he manipulated Barry into betraying Jill by threatening his family. In the tense standoff in that underground lair, the player is given 2 options, give Barry back his gun or don't. This might seem like a simple decision, I mean it's a pretty good gun, but refusing to give Barry back his gun means he can't defend himself against Lisa. In the Resident Evil remake, he is immediately knocked from the precarious platform to his death. The photograph of his family that he drops as he falls is heart-wrenching enough, but what are the implications for the rest of the series? Barry wouldn't have been there to rescue his daughter Moira Burton in Resident Evil Revelations 2 for one thing, and all because you wanted that mighty magnum. Number 8, Bioshock. Harvesting Little Sisters. The wealthy Andrew Ryan founded the city of Rapture as a utopia for society's best and brightest, until they all became corrupted by Adam. A substance acquired from ocean creatures, this is the source of plasmids, the special powers you can collect and command in-game. To acquire Adam, the player must subdue the iconic Big Daddies and take it from the little sisters they're protecting. The choice to harvest or rescue is a tricky one. Harvesting will get you a bunch more Adam, but the little sister won't survive the process. With Atlas convincing the player that the little sisters aren't human anymore and doing so is necessary for survival, it's tempting to harvest them, but the consequences are surprisingly severe. If more than the tutorial little sister are harvested, the player is on course for the bad ending, in which Jack turns on them and splicers take control of a US Navy submarine equipped with nuclear weapons. The implications for the world in this ending are devastating, and all because you wanted a little more resources to spend on upgrades. Number 7, Bloodborne, taking survivors to Yosefka. If the player returns to their original starting point, Yosefka's clinic, a little later, they'll find themselves speaking to a kindly voice, identifying them as the doctor, Yosefka. She wishes the hunter luck on their hunt, but regrets she can't open the door to them as she has sick patients to tend to. After Father Gascon's defeat, though, imposter Yosefka secretly takes over the clinic. Like the lumpen creature in Odin Chapel, she will announce that she instead wants the hunter to send any survivors they find to her. Yosefka claims she will take care of any such unfortunate souls. Later in the game, it transpires that a few remaining survivors meet a grim fate if the player directs them to Yosefka. She experiments on them and on the true Yosefka, eventually transforming them into celestial minions. In classic From Software fashion, even if you reckon you're doing the right thing, what you're actually doing is transforming innocents into hideous alien blobs. Number 6, Heavy Rain. Ethan doesn't forgive Madison. Heavy Rain is most notable for its massive variety in endings. Tons of choices you make throughout the game can influence the characters' trajectories, and even if they live or die. The relationship between Ethan and journalist Madison Page is just one that hangs in the balance. The pair meet several times over the course of the game, and on their fifth encounter, they have a heated argument where Ethan discovers that Madison had been gathering information on him in hopes of releasing a big scoop. The pivotal decision here is if you choose to forgive Madison as Ethan or not. If so, you'll embrace and the relationship can continue. Several other interconnected issues factor in too, but sacrificing the chance to reconcile with Madison can also mean losing out on perhaps the happiest ending, as Heavy Rain goes, possible, an eventual marriage and life with her. That may have seemed like it was just a brief spat, but it can have incredible consequences. Number 5, Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back. Collecting gems for Embryo. Joining forces with Dr. Neo Cortex in Crash Bandicoot 2 was not a minor decision. The interesting thing, though, is Embryo also returns from the original. In this game, he's working against his former associate. Like Coco, he contacts Crash in the game's hub world, beseeching him to collect the gems rather than the crystals, the latter being Cortex's prize of choice. With the power of the gems, Brio states, it's possible to focus a laser on Cortex's space station to destroy it. If players do manage to get them all, a secret ending shows that the space station is indeed destroyed. However, this ending, Cortex plummets to the ground and inadvertently shatters the seal to Uka Uka's underground prison, is revealed to be the canon beginning of the next game, Crash Bandicoot Warped. It's a small decision that seems to just be about tackling optional objectives, but it actually sets up the rest of the series, so kind of a big deal. Number 4, Hades. Bonding with everyone inside the House of Hades and the Olympian Gods. Hades' character building surprised many genre fans. With each return to the House of Hades, one of its NPCs, from lovesick warrior Achilles to the crotchety Hades himself, will have something new to say, providing an interesting new branch of the narrative to help unravel. By offering gifts and taking time to speak with them all, the player will be amply rewarded with keepsakes and even companions to aid him in battle. Side quests and great swaths of the narrative can be unlocked by taking the time to get to know these characters. The true ending involving the estranged Hades and his Olympian family can only be unlocked by developing these relationships, which takes time and requires a different objective to be completed for each character. The same is true for unlocking the legendary weapon of each class. Put simply, there's a surprising amount riding on the player's willingness to engage with what originally seems to be a completely optional part of the game. Number 3, Fire Emblem Three Houses, Skipping Dedu's Paralogue. Depending on the house players choose to teach, the bonds they form with different students and teachers, and so on, there are a ton of different ways that Fire Emblem Three Houses can wrap up. In one run, Byleth may become the new ruler of Fodlan and marry a trusted member of their house, while in another, they may become the new leader of the church instead, killing that very same character in battle. Three Houses tells a tale of bitter warfare, and it's just not possible for everyone to enjoy a happy ending. For players on the Blue Lion's path, it'd be really easy to overlook one particular paralogue mission, that of Dedu's, War for the Weak. This mission is only available on the White Clouds route after Chapter 5, and sees the character trying to resolve bloodshed between Duskar rebels and Kingdom troops. Paralogues can offer some nice loot, but are generally entirely optional, and can be skipped by impatient players. Dedu's is completely unique though, in that not finishing it will result in his death when the 5-year skip in time takes place. He's actually the only unit in the game that can be lost this way, and there's no warning that it's gonna happen. Number 2, Dungeon Keeper. Adding a Horned Reaper to your army. A wide range of minion species are available to fight the good, that is to say bad fight, in classic 1997 Bullfrog strategy title, Dungeon Keeper. They range from dragons and orcs to the grotesque gelatinous bile demon. Of them all, though, none are more powerful than the monstrous Horned Reaper, which is capable of taking down droves of do-gooding enemies single-handedly. In the original game, it can't be recruited by conventional means. It can only be summoned by sacrificing a bile demon, dark mistress, and troll at the temple. It might seem like a no-brainer to do this whenever possible, given the creature's tremendous strength, but the Horned Reaper can be as devastating to your own forces as to the opposition. The Reaper is, as one look at its face should make plain, an angry, angry soul. Its mood turns southwards very quickly. As it's not appeased with gifts, it'll quickly become enraged and fight any allied minions it comes across too. If a player doesn't have a contingency plan for this, you may find yourself regretting ever summoning it as it's decimating your forces. Number 1, Metal Gear Solid, submitting to Ocelot's torture. PS1 classic Metal Gear Solid was, in a lot of ways, so far ahead of its time. With its deep and involved plot, tactical gameplay, and several month-long codec conversations, it was a remarkable experience that popularized the franchise and still holds up incredibly well today. As its legions of fans will know, the game offers more than one ending. Solid Snake will escape Shadow Moses Island with a different companion, Meryl or Otacon, depending on the player's actions during the pivotal torture scene during Snake's capture. At the mercy of Revolver Ocelot, he's subjected to several bursts of controller vibrating electricity, with the player having to mash a specific button to ensure his survival. Here's the rub though, at any time during this, the player could hit another button to end the segment. Players whose health was running low and didn't want an unceremonious game over could be easily tempted to hit it, perhaps unaware of how much influence this small decision would have over the fate of Meryl Silverbur, who would ultimately die as a result of this choice. On top of which, this decision also changed the special item Snake would carry into New Game Plus: the infinite ammo bandana from Meryl, or the stealth camouflage if escaping with Otacon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.